This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. He's also a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, and he's joined us many times over the past year to explain why the president's decision to essentially impose a moratorium, both official and de facto, on energy production in the Gulf of Mexico is harmful to our economy. Now, with gas prices rising well above $3 and in some parts of the country $4 per gallon of regular unleaded, the senator joins us now to talk about this ongoing debate. And Senator, it's always great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for the invite.
Well, we know, of course, that the fight goes on the part of you and others to expand exploration in the Gulf of Mexico and off the coast of the United States. One of the interesting debates over the last few days has been whether or not the administration would tap into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in order to offset these rising fuel prices. Have you heard anything about easing restrictions on exploration in the Gulf of Mexico?
No, I haven't. It's interesting, Greg. You know, we've been talking about producing more domestic energy as being so important for our energy security and for jobs. Now it clearly goes to our national security and our position in the world. The president right now is talking about opening up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is supposed to be about strategic security. He's also diplomatically making overtures to Saudi Arabia, pushing them, and really I would translate as begging them, to produce more. So clearly all of this has strategic consequences for us, and yet the president still isn't doing what is in his power directly to do, which is to produce more energy at home. It's really, really frustrating.
How soon could dramatically expanded oil production or natural gas production impact our economy and impact our price at the pump? How long would it take all that to drill the wells, produce the crude, get it to the refinery and so forth? How long would it take?
Well, Greg, some of that could have impact immediately because we have shut down activity in the Gulf, which was going on, and therefore it could be restarted very quickly. We're not talking about, you know, a brand new discovery and starting from scratch in many cases. Now, other production would take months or a couple of years to come online, but again, a lot of this would have impact immediately because of ongoing activity that has been shut down since the BP disaster.
In terms of where you think prices are going, you were quite prescient on this. Well before the Middle East turmoil began, you saw that fuel prices would be rising, perhaps in connection with the restrictions on our own shores. But where do you see it heading from here?
Well, unfortunately, only up. You know, everyone was rightly concerned in 2008, summer 2008, when the price at the pump hit $4 a gallon. I think we're going to see that pretty soon, and I think it's going to continue to rise. And, Greg, you know, people on the other side, liberals, say, oh, well, you can't reverse that just by drilling domestically. Well, there's no silver bullet. There's no single factor that controls all of that, but clearly, the more we can do at home, the more we can produce domestically. It helps us in terms of price at the pump, in terms of jobs at home, in terms of energy security, in terms of national security. Even helps us in terms of deficit and debt, because after the personal income tax, the biggest source of revenue to the federal government is royalty on domestic energy production.
What about the other nations that are now kind of swooping in? We've seen some of these maps out there. We've seen news stories, obviously. As long as the U.S. continues to put a moratorium either in effect or in reality on the exploration in those areas, what are other nations doing to try and fill that void?
Well, geopolitically, this is only helping our competitors and in some cases our enemies. Obviously, it's more power to producers in the Middle East. It's more power to Russia, who has become really a competitor in many ways and a thorn in our side on various fronts. They produce more oil than Saudi Arabia. China is moving very aggressively to lock down reserves. They have for several years. So this seems to only be benefiting our competitors or even enemies.
Last week we were talking with Congressman Fleming from the Louisiana delegation, and he says he went so far as to say that he believes the reason the president is being so restrictive on the Gulf is because he doesn't mind seeing these prices rise. He says he wants to see folks kind of given major incentives to buy electric cars, to give more money in investment, as he puts it, or spending, as others put it, towards wind and other types of green energy. Do you believe that's the case as well?
I do believe it's the case. And, Greg, I believe that because the president and his top advisors have said that directly. The president himself has said that. Secretary Chu has said that. We need prices at the pumps more like Europe. By the way, that's almost $7 a gallon right now. So they have said that directly beginning in the 2008 campaign.
What can you and the Senate and the Republicans in the House do to chart a different course here? Is there anything you can do without the president's blessing?
Well, his heading the administration and calling the shots administratively is obviously significant. To try to put pressure on them to issue permits, I have a hold now on a top Obama nominee to the Interior Department. I'm not going to release that hold until we got 15 deepwater exploratory permits in the Gulf. I'm also introducing major legislation to open up our domestic resources. I'm going to have a lot of support, certainly on the Republican side, hopefully Democratic as well. We'll be reintroducing that this new Congress in the next few weeks.
A couple of years ago, when the price at the pump was getting pretty high, it seemed like a majority of Americans favored the all-of-the-above energy strategy of Republicans. Then the numbers became a little bit more muddied after what we saw with the BP disaster last year. As prices rise again, how do you expect the public to shake out on this?
I think they're going to have the same reaction as they did in the summer of 2008 when it hits them in the pocketbook, and it's inevitable that it will. I think it's going to be sooner rather than later. People are going to again say, why are we the only energy-rich country in the world to take 95% of our domestic resources and put them off limits?
We'll see if the pressure mounts, as folks do obviously have to pay much more than they did just a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Senator, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, very much.
Appreciate it, sir. Senator David Vitter, Republican from Louisiana, member of the Environment and Public Works Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.